HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of common interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
Hello, radio readers. You know, when friends at HPPR talked about developing a book series based on a novel about Eastern Colorado, a social history of the Comanche, and a memoir about growing up in the 60s and 70s in Amarillo, I was, well, intrigued. But wow, now that we're about to conclude our series, A High Plains Sense of Place, I just don't want it to end. I've learned so much about this place I call home. Have you? Have you recognized yourself and your home places in these books and discussions as I have? For me, each book in our spring series has offered a range of insights and perspectives about what it means to live on our High Plains. But most importantly, the book club itself, that is, we radio readers, we've been building a community by sharing our experiences and insights about these books and about our lives. Check out Radio Readers Online. You can review, and yeah, you can still post, comments about the books, about your High Plains experiences. You can also listen again to on-air segments, too, at HPPR's website. Think of it as a way to review and to prepare for our next big thing, HPPR Radio Readers On-Air Discussion will be live. On Sunday, May 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m., please join me and other discussion leaders to talk about our sense of place on the High Plains. What do you think of the books in our series? Harif's Plainsong, Gwyn's Social History of the Comanche, Empire of the Summer Moon, and Caldwell's memoir, A Strong West Wind. What do you think about living on the High Plains? What do you think are our unique places and cultures? I can't wait to chat with you and everyone who's contributed to making HPPR Radio Readers Spring Read a success. Please join us on Sunday, May 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m. For HPPR, this is Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas.
Learn more about the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club online at hppr.org. Funding for the High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club is provided in part by Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, and the Kansas Humanities Council, a nonprofit cultural organization that connects communities with history, traditions, and ideas to strengthen civic life.
I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm. Still can't find how to hold my hands. And I know you need me in the next room over, but I am stuck in here all paralyzed. For months I got myself in ruts, too much time spent in mirrors framed in yellow walls. Ain't it like most people, I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Ain't it like most people, I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about.